From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The committee investigating the breakup of the Space Shuttle Columbia will release its final report tomorrow. But whatever the panel recommends, NASA still faces the question of what the future goal of its human space program should be. NPR's Joe Palca reports that many in government want something bolder than the International Space Station to justify the financial and human costs of exploring space.
America's frontier spirit was showing when John F. Kennedy decided to send a man to the moon. America's competitiveness, too. It was essential to beat the Russians in a space race. But Radford Byerly says that's just the half of it.
That was very much a geopolitical decision. In other words, a peaceful way to demonstrate to the world and the Soviet Union that we could drop an H-bomb down the chimney of the Kremlin if we needed to.
Byerly has been following the U.S. space program for decades. In the 1990s, he was staff director of the House Science Committee on Space.
The present so-called human exploration program is really an embarrassment to the United States in my mind.
Byerly says Kennedy could have proposed building a space station in low Earth orbit. That would have showcased America's technological prowess without schlepping all the way to the moon.
But it wouldn't capture the human imagination. It's not really exploration. It's just going around and around. It would be like Lewis and Clark going around and around Central Park in Manhattan.
Sure, there was excitement with the first space shuttle flights, but now the shuttle is mainly a long-haul truck used to supply the space station, and the space station isn't doing anything that's galvanized public interest.
Let me just say that I'm not a big proponent of a human exploration program, but I believe if we're going to have one, we ought to, by God, do it. And we should go somewhere with astronauts and see what's there and just have fun doing it. What I'd love to see, actually, is to have a public debate about where we should go. Should we go back to the moon? Should we go to Mars? Should we go somewhere else?
One reason such bold missions haven't materialized is uncertainty about what kind of space program America wants. Vernon Ehlers is a Republican congressman from Michigan. He's also a Ph.D. in physics. Ehlers says Americans haven't decided whether they want a space program to emphasize exploration or science.
If you're interested in doing science and want to do the maximum science for the minimum expenditure, the manned space program is not the answer.
Ehlers says it's easy to see why.
Just compare, for example, the cost of the Hubble telescope and the incredible scientific results we got from that, and compare that to the space station, which is cost considerably more than the Hubble Space Telescope and is likely to produce very minor scientific results.
Ehlers says it doesn't make sense to abandon the space station. It's there, it's mostly built, and the big money has been spent. Besides, backing out would break all sorts of commitments America has made to its international partners. But Ehlers says if America wants to shoot for the moon or Mars, it's going to cost a lot, at least $100 billion for Mars. Texas Democrat Nick Lampson believes that kind of money can be found, especially if there's another space race we feel we have to win. And there is a competitor settling into the starting blocks.
We know that China plans to have a man in space this year, and we know that China has set a goal to have a man on the moon within 5 years. I hope that we don't sit back and take the lackadaisical attitude of, we've been there and done that. I would hope that the United States would say, we need to go back there and make sure we're there to welcome the Chinese when they land.
In the 1960s, when America was racing to the moon, Lampson was teaching high school in Texas. He says sending people on such a daring quest inspired a generation. Now he represents the district that includes NASA's Johnson Space Center. Sure, he's got a personal interest in keeping NASA busy, but he also believes another daring quest would be good for the country. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.